In today's epistle, St. Paul tells us, "Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day. I was in the depth of the sea." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Paul, the great saint of conversions, the doctor of the Gentiles, who sought first of all to bring his own Jewish nation to Christ, describes in today's long epistle all that he suffered for that purpose. He writes the epistle, you know, to defend himself at Corinth against certain Judaizers who already back then were trying to bring the Christians into subjection to all of the superstitions of the sect of the Pharisees. St. Paul knew that religion well. He had just left it, and he was having none of it. And so he gives all of his credentials as to why people should not pay attention to the troublemakers. And amongst these is the truth, the fact that he suffered shipwreck three different times, and one time spent 24 hours in the sea waiting to be rescued. St. Paul spent that time in the sea and suffered everything else so as to save as many souls as possible from the sea, from the deluge, from the flood, to get them on board, into the boat, to Noah's Ark, the safety of the Catholic Church. Today, on the second Sunday of the short pre-Lenten season, the Church reads to us the story of Noah. Did any of you have occasion during the course of the week to check out breviary.net to see about the Divine Office and its translation readily available? It's perhaps a wonderful resolution to make, the recitation of some of it, I mean, as part of your Lenten program. That way you can understand so much more of what the Sunday Mass has to offer you. St. Ambrose it is, in the Divine Office today, who tells us that Noah's Ark is a kind of nursery. The Latin for that word is seminarium, seminary, or seed storage place, where the seed that is meant to be cast abroad into all of the world is first of all safely kept. And Noah, the captain of his ark, well, he's a type or a figure of Christ. His name in the Hebrew means restoration, because he came to restore the divine order of things ruined by sin, even as our Lord would in the eternal covenant make a perfect restoration of all things. Noah's Ark stands for Jesus Christ and Him crucified, as St. Paul would say, His cross. And it stands for His church, and last of all, for His mother, Mary Immaculate. She too is prefigured by the mystical ark. I spoke to the school children during the octave of the Immaculate Conception in December about the ark one day, and it occurred to me, I don't think that I've ever given a Sunday sermon on this subject. Perhaps it is because we Catholics tend to leave Noah's Ark to the Protestant fundamentalists, you know, answers in Genesis, that sort of thing, or we view it simply as a sort of a Sunday school story, Bible history for the little ones, and nothing more. But that were a great shame. If ever St. Jerome's Nostrum is true, it is true here. Ignorance of the Scriptures is ignorance of Christ. The story of Noah's Ark is one of the richest themes in all of the Holy Bible. The Church reads it to us every Easter Eve as we keep the vigil for the resurrection on Holy Saturday. How many times have I chanted it? Noe cum quingentorum esset annorum. Noah, when he was 500 years of age. And then the command from God, Facti bi arcam de lignis levigatis, make you an ark of timber planks. It is the story of timber planks, of the plan of God in principio, at its beginning, in all of its purity, the vindication of the purity of God's plan, and at the same time, a place for you and for me, for Gentile and for Jew and for all of mankind to escape the flood, to save our souls alive in the ark, which is the Catholic Church. Now, St. Paul writes in his epistle to the Hebrews, this magnificent epistle all about faith, and he writes that it was the sin of disbelief which drove God to the deluge, to wipe out the human race except for one just man. It wasn't merely because the sons of men saw the daughters of men and found them to be beautiful and the rest of it. The sins of immorality, they come as a consequence. They don't come first. They come as a consequence to the sins against the faith, which are therefore far more serious in themselves. If people are so bad, it's because they have no faith or they have forgotten it. So how on earth do you think we are going to stop abortion or, quote unquote, save marriage? These are not political questions in the end. They are questions of faith. And there is only one faith, which our blessed Savior gave us and which the Holy Catholic Church teaches. Now, Noah had the faith, but at the same time, he had his faith tested terribly. There he was, told to take all of those timber planks and to build himself a huge boat. And you can imagine his neighbors all commenting and questioning and making fun of him for a while. But Noah obeyed God, and he framed an ark of wood, impermeable wood and indestructible wood. They say probably acacia wood, the same wood God would later use for the making of the Ark of the Covenant under Moses and Aaron. Wood to stand for the cross of Christ, indestructible, whereby we are saved from the flood of sin and the wrath of Almighty God. Again, a reference to St. Augustine in the Divine Office. He speaks about Noah being told by God to build the ark with three floors on the inside, three levels, which stand for the threefold harvest of souls. Sometimes you get 30%, sometimes sexagesima, 60%, and sometimes 100-fold. The ark stands not only for the cross, but this is the beauty of typology. It stands for Christ on the cross, saving us, especially because of the wound in our Lord's side. Noah is instructed by God, make an opening in the side of the ark. That's what Longinus did with his lance, so that you and I might go in, as once went in Noah, his family, and all of the animals of the earth, and that God's grace, like a flood, a saving flood this time, could flow out, sanctifying grace, the sacraments, baptism, and the blessed sacrament, grace to cleanse us from our sins. It rains, next part of the story. How long? 40 days. How long is Lent? 40 days. It is, at the same time, the biblical number of a completed cycle and a time of expectation of change. Something is happening. Something's going to be different now. Your Lent, which is soon to begin, is your 40 days of rain. And water. The water comes from the heavens and the cataracts of the earth are opened up. Water, which in this case brings death. Again, think of Christ's death on the cross, and our participation in it, how? By the waters of baptism, so that water might bring life and growth unto eternal life. The chief symbolism, though, of the ark is the Catholic Church, the only vessel Almighty God sends to save us. We must be in this ark, or we will perish in the flood. For despite the heresy of the Fenians, as they are called, and they're very strong in this part of the country, and the evil of the Fenians, I tell you, is this: not so much the confusion about baptism and doctrine. The evil of the Fenians heresy is that it attacks the ark, the church, her infallibility, put holes in it so it should sink. God forgive them. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you have the heresy of Vatican II and the modernists. Dr. Ratzinger and before him John Paul II have elaborated this heresy unto a diabolic perfection. Ecumenism is the heresy of our age. Make no mistake, it is a heresy. And it is the great hoax of hell. Some souls will have a great surprise awaiting them before the judgment seat of Christ. If we loved the Jews, and if we do not love them, let us at least love them for God's sake, whom we do love. If we love the Muslims, ditto, as that awful man says on the radio. If we loved all non-Catholics, if we at least love the God who made all of these people, we would, as some writer once said, we would preach to them Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We would preach to them using words if necessary. The church is Noah's ark. Now, at the same time, consider that this explains the mess. This answers the big question of how many hurts and divisions and scandals that are to be found within this vessel, the Catholic Church. And all of the noise and all of the confusion and the strange smells too. Yes, the ark is necessarily a messy affair, isn't it? Who's in the ark? Noah and his sons and their wives and the animals, the unclean animals 2 by 2 and the clean animals 7 by 7. See them all go into the ark. Well, what do you think is going to happen next? Well, who's on cleanup duty? I imagine they all were. The whole of the 40 days, the whole of the 150 days that the water stayed upon the earth. Imagine the work of the cleanup detail. Rakes and brooms and litter boxes and pooper scoopers and all of the rest. And still imagine the state that the ark must have been in. And it will give you some idea of what is the church militant here upon earth, in which we glory. Even in our day, with all of the scandals and all of the divisions and all of the noise and all of the rest, you must be careful to understand this properly. You should meditate on it in an Ignatian way, using your 5 senses. Yes, smell too. Get some sense of it, so you be not scandalized. How many have been falsely scandalized and have fallen away from the faith, or been tempted to say or to do something stupid against the salvation of their souls, just because there are a few animals aboard? But that's the divine plan. That is the divine plan. And still for it all, she is this Ark of Christ, the Catholic Church, the immaculate, spotless, beautiful bride of Christ, whom He loves so. And here alone are we safe. in the sea of anarchy all about us today, how fervently we too should love the spouse, our mother, Holy Church. Here alone do we find truth, the truth which delivers us from error and every doubt. Here alone do we find grace, the grace that purifies our souls and clothes them again and again with the vestments of salvation. Here alone do we find food to nourish our souls, substantial and true doctrine, valid sacraments, the true holy sacrifice of the Mass, only here in the Church. St. Jerome says, "He that is not in Noah's ark shall perish in the waters of the flood." And note the next sentence, "He that eats the lamb in any house but this is profane." That means to eat the lamb, to receive the Lamb of God in Holy Communion. As part of the one world church, who may sometimes get a valid Mass, it may really be communion, Christ. But you are profane for having done that in union with the church of the Antichrist. For St. Jerome goes on to say that he that is not of Christ is of Antichrist. He who gathers not with thee, O Damasus, he wrote this letter to the Pope at a time when there was a false Pope, as we have a false Pope today. He who gathers not with thee scatters. He who is not of Christ is of Antichrist. The earth today is deluged, and that deluge of immorality is the chastisement, because faith is not to be found here anymore. Error and heresy abound. May we be of the generation of them that fear God, like Noah. The Word of God, consider it, carried in the nursery of Noah, produces happy children who are born, as we pray at the last gospel, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Pray for those who are going to be born at Easter. We have a good little group of potential converts, of catechumens. Pray for yourself and for your family to do penance, to do all the penance necessary to keep your glorious position, your place in the ark of Christ. These coming 40 days must see us resolved as never before to crowd on board. Never mind the conditions. There's no time for complaining. To escape the deluge of infidelity and the immorality or worldliness it engenders, take shelter in the ark of salvation. And how better to do so than to look to her who is immaculate, a type or a figure of the church, she who is the true ark of the covenant, Mary, conceived without sin. One writer says, she's the rainbow before the wrath of God, as well as after. Be of the number of her children, you who are clean and you who are still unclean. Enter into this ark, and you who have slipped on the deck and fallen into the sea, see her, star of the sea. You may be a day and a night there, but if you call upon her, she will come to you, and she'll see you safely on board the ark, the vessel of salvation. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.